on the Big Sports Breakfast. Now it's time to talk rugby.
Oh, big day for the Wallabies today, Slats, with the naming of the 31-man World Cup team. Adam Fry joins us. G'day, Adam.
Yeah, exciting times. It'll be interesting to see how they go with it. But, gee, after last week, it's good to get some news out that's not about the All Blacks and Eden Park and Hoodoos and Bledisloe Cups.
Have we anyone stuck their hand up and say they got the selections wrong last week?
Oh, it depends on what you're looking for.
I saw the result.
Well, how about a win?
Yeah, look, I think...
what more do you need?
Going in a World Cup, you want a bit of confidence, but... Look, I'd be honest with you guys. If I was told I could win 3 out of 4 games in that international year in the Rugby Championships right at the start, I would have taken it. But look, in saying that, a disappointing result, but I don't think we should be disillusioned by it. I think the big goal is to go and win the World Cup. I think we can do it. I just think we need to build at the right time.
I reckon if they told you you could lose against Argentina and South Africa but beat the Kiwis twice, you'd take that.
I would take that, mate, and I'm a punning man as well, so... look, it is interesting, but look, I think we've just got to put it in perspective.
All right.
Beating the All Blacks, Eden Park, Richie McCaw, Kevin Mealamu, Dan Carter's last game.
I understand
like,
that all that.
A huge feat. But I think, it's something we probably need to build towards, but I don't think we're ready yet.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Are there going to be any standout selections, do you see, Adam? Anyone that we're not anticipating?
Well, I think it'll be, it's tough to say, but we've got... The big question we've got, and I don't know if it's in Test cricket as well, Slap, but do you cover 3 hookers and 3 halfbacks? Do you go over with 3 keepers or key positions where you need to build depth and agility across your squad in these tournaments? So if a player goes down, you can bring someone in for a week or 2 weeks, because once you rule a player out for the entire World Cup, they've got to go and they've got to be replaced. So with that in mind, I don't think there'll be any huge surprises, but I do think Michael Checker will have to look at a squad that he can pick on and draw upon at any stage. And look, there's still 4 weeks till we play our first match. You know, there'll be a lot of players in and around, but that 31 that goes on the plane will be announced today. And of course, it'll be led by Stephen Moore. And it was interesting listening to Phil Kearns last night that all the players from 1999 who won the World Cup actually rang all the players last night and told them they're in the team. So it's a pretty exciting time for any player to get the call to say you're going to a World Cup, but I'm sure it was on the other side from the 99 players to tell a lot of these young stars that they're in the squad.
Quade Cooper, did he get a phone call?
Well, I think Michael Checker has already declared that Quade Cooper will make it at a press conference in New Zealand. So it's really interesting about Quade. Like, watching him last week, he copped such a bad time. He didn't play the best game. He didn't play as well as he did in 2011, but I thought he played all right. He made two poor decisions or poor reads in defence, and one of them was to stop a try, which was a head high, and that's sort of where they're pointing the blame, because when he went off, it was a 21-point swing. Well, I think the risk is there, because he sometimes, you know, mightn't come up with a play, but he tries, and Checker really likes that. He likes people that take risks. But you look at the game closely, you know, Quade didn't have a bad game, just a really off night, the whole squad. There was many others that you could say didn't have a great game, but because Quade's that figure, he cops most of the brunt. But yeah, disappointing result for him last week, because I think he was pretty pumped to play well.
Yeah, he's obviously a strong character though, Adam, given that, you know, he knew he was going to cop it. I didn't mind what Checker was attempting.
Yeah, look, he's a strong character. And this is the other thing. I don't know if it'd be interesting to listen to some other sports stars. Do sports stars actually look at social media? A lot of people say, take care, and I don't notice your social media. But you go on there and you look at Quade Cooper, it's so polarising. Like, there'd be 50% that absolutely love him, 50% that don't. But, you know, it's wise not to read them, but it's hard not to. He certainly has got some following in that space. But, look, rugby needs stars. It needs personalities. And I know it doesn't sound the right word, but it needs celebrities. Quade is that. And, you know, we can go through with no personalities in our sport. But at the end of the day, that's what rugby league and AFL are so good at, is they've got these stars that are personalities and drive the sort of sponsorship and all that side of sport really well. Where Quade, we don't have too many of those stars, so we're hoping that he comes good, that's for sure. But I don't think he's too far off it with that performance.
Good on you, Adam. At least they've got you, which is great news. We look forward to that squad being announced later on today for the World Cup. Adam Fryer, our rugby expert.